Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
The Scripture says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 21. Paul encouraged Christians to meditate or think on the things of God. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Welcome to our study of the New Testament church. As we think on these things, the things of God, what does the Bible say about the New Testament church? Today we're going to examine the purpose of the Lord's church. Why is the church here? What purpose does it have? Is it nothing more than a glorified social club? Or does God have a specific purpose for the church in mind? Let's direct our attention to the Scriptures in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. The Apostle Paul says, to the intent now that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. What's the eternal purpose of the church? The church has the purpose of spreading the gospel. Now, when we talk about the church, we're not talking about a building or walls or a pulpit or things of that nature. The church is the body. The body is members of the Lord's church. We're talking about individuals. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27 says, you are the body of Christ, and members individually one of another. We, the members, make up the body or the church. And so the church, its members, has the responsibility, nay, the privilege, to spread the gospel to a lost and dying world. That's the main mission and work of the church. That's why Jesus came. Luke chapter 19, verse 10, the Bible says, the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. As we understand the Scriptures, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. And so Jesus came to seek and save a lost and dying world. And with that mission that Jesus had, that mission has been given down to the church today. 1 Peter 2, verse 21, we're to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. I am to imitate Christ, 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1. And before Jesus went back to the Father, He gave this great commission. To His disciples, He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. Matthew 28:18, Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. We are to proclaim the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His glorious or wonderful light. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. And so the main purpose of the church is to spread the gospel. The work is to spread the gospel to a lost and dying world. Now we also see that the church has the purpose of edification, to edify and encourage one another. The Bible says in Hebrews 3 verse 12 that we are to encourage one another daily and to build one another up. Hebrews 3 and verse 12 says, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Verse 13, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Satan is going to do everything possible to discourage us. Part of the work of the church is to edify, to encourage, and to build up the body of Christ. Acts 20, verse 32, Paul said, and so now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. We're built up by the teaching of the word of God, by the fellowship that we have together, and by worshiping God together as He's taught us to. Now, a third work of the church, we have evangelism, we've got edification, but a third work is benevolence. We are to do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. Galatians 6, verse 10. We are to take care, visit the widows and the orphans in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. James chapter 1, verse 27. And so as we think about the work of the New Testament church, think of how different that is from the works of so many man-made groups today. Many times it's all about fun. and it's all about entertainment, and it's all about what people want, not what God wants. And so can we be a part of the New Testament church? Absolutely, if we go back to the work the church started, spreading the soul-saving message of Jesus to a lost and dying world. May God help us to combine our thoughts and our ways, put our thoughts and our ways the way God wants them to be.